Proclamation number 7497 of 10th of January, 1960. Help of Jesus Christ to walk the earth. Every human being needs the help of Jesus Christ if he wants to reach his aim in earthly life, to establish union with the God and Creator of eternity, with his Father. He is still far away from God when he begins earthly life as a human being. For he has to establish unity with him of his own free will, and this will therefore first has to decide in favor of him, which requires a certain struggle which can also have a negative outcome. The human being must learn to recognize that there are two masters who want to possess him and that his own will is decisive as to which master should now take possession. One master already has a certain right to him but cannot force him to remain with him. Instead, he must release the human being if he himself wants it and turns to the other master. But a long battle can precede this final decision, because the former does not relinquish the soul without a fight but still struggles throughout earthly life for it to remain attached to him. Yet God himself also fights for every soul, albeit in a different way than his adversary. He knows that the human being has to be helped in this decision of will because he himself is too weak to direct and use his will correctly. And so that the human being's will can be strengthened, the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ himself died on the cross under dreadful torment and suffering in order to thereby acquire a strengthened will for people. But he is to ask Jesus Christ for the benefit of this strengthening of will. He absolutely has to take the path to him and obtain the necessary strength from him for right will and right action. Thus he must first want to use his earthly life according to God's will. In this way he already confesses the right Lord, and then he will also be helped in every way. Only through Jesus Christ is the path to the Father. And therefore the human being on earth first has to gain knowledge of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. And this knowledge is conveyed to him by the gospel, the good news about the path, the truth and the life. The divine teaching of love, which is a clear guide to first attain right thinking and then also to muster the will to travel this path with the help of Jesus Christ. For the good news teaches love. Love recognizes Jesus Christ and also knows him. Love establishes the union with him, the supply of strength is assured, and the path to the Father has been taken and also safely leads to the aim, to the final union with God, who embodied himself on earth in Jesus Christ in order to prepare people's path to him, their God and Father of eternity. But if the human being wants to reach the aim on earth, this also means a fight against the Lord, who also has a right to him and does not want to release him. The battle requires strength, and strength can only be obtained from Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer. Without him the human being is unable to fight the battle victoriously, he will always be defeated and his will also be so weak that he will not be able to resist the adversary, he will be defeated by him, he will not be able to rise because he lacks strength. And therefore he must call upon Jesus Christ and appeal to him for strength and the supply of strength. And he will not call in vain, for as soon as he is serious about escaping the adversary's power, Jesus Christ stands beside him as a fighter, and he will truly be and remain victorious, for this he died the bitter death on the cross, and he paid the purchase price for all souls which desire to come to him. Thus only the will is necessary, And in order for this to become strong, the human being must also appeal to Jesus Christ, and he will truly experience the strengthening of his will. The human being comes into the world without knowledge. Then he will be offered all kinds of knowledge, and then he must inwardly decide for what is right. And as soon as only his will is good, he will also want what is right and turn to a higher power to help him to always recognize and do what is right. And then he will receive the right knowledge about Jesus Christ, about his divine teaching of love, and about the path he is to take in order to attain his aim in life, the union with God in Jesus Christ, which will re-establish the relationship which existed in the beginning. The true images of God surround him and create and work according to his will, which is now also the will of all his children. Amen.